弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
大家平安。
Peace to you.
实在非常感谢主，我们每次能够一起聚在他的面前，实在是主自己的恩典。
I truly want to thank that we have every time when we have the opportunity to gather before Him is truly His grace.
因为靠着我们自己，我们没有一个人配得这样的恩典。
For if it's we're up to ourselves, none of us is worthy of this type of grace.
若不是我们主耶稣基督的宝血，因着他的怜悯，我们没有一个人能够到神的面前来。
And if it were not for His precious blood and His mercy, none of us may approach Him.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
因为像我们这样渺小、这样不配的人，你竟然愿意接纳我们。
So for we're so small and so inconsequential that you're willing to accept us.
你竟然这样的爱我们。
That you loved us in such a way.
主啊，我们实在要把我们心里的赞美和感谢来归给你。
We truly want to give to you the thanks and praise in our heart.
你知道我们何等的软弱。
For you know how weak we are.
主，我们就求你自己用你的宝血厚厚的遮盖我们。
Lord, we ask that you cover us with your blood.
也用你的圣灵来洁净我们。
And cleanse us with your spirit.
使我们可以守洁心清的来到主你的面前。
So that we can approach you without blame.
也求你除去我们心里面一切的捆绑。
And take away all the things that bind us.
也用你自己的灵来释放我们。
And may your spirit free us.
你更打开我们心里的眼睛。
And even more so, open the eyes in our heart.
使你的话可以光照在我们心里。
So that your word may cast its light upon our heart.
使我们众人可以一同在你面前蒙恩。
So the multitude may receive your blessing before you.
使你的教会也因着你的话可以得以被建造。
And that the church may be edified through your word.
愿你在我们当中得到当得的一切称颂和荣耀。
May you receive all the praise and thanksgiving and glory.
我们把满心的感谢赞美都归给你。
And we give all the thanksgiving to you.
好，我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 今天我想跟弟兄姐妹一同来思想呢哥林多后书四章第十六节到第十八节。
So today I want to share with brothers and sisters the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节到第十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18.
好，我们一起念啊，中文英文一起来念。
Let us read in unison.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然内心却一天心似一天，我们这至淡至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时，所不见的是永远的。一共这样三节经文。
There are three verses here.
每次我们一同读神的话的时候，
Whenever we read His word,
当我们真的是用我们的心来思想神的话，
And when we truly meditate upon His word using our heart,
当我们仰望主自己把他的话向我们启示的时候，
And when we gaze upon Him for Him to reveal unto us His word,
我们心里面是不是有一个感觉？
Is there not a feeling in our heart?
就是神的话实在是太宝贵太真实。
And that is how precious and how real His word is.
或者说白一点，神的话实在太好。
And in other words, His word is so good.
神的话好好。
His word is exceedingly good.
好，那我们再把这三节哈，我们一同再念一遍。
Let's read these three verses again.
从第十六节开始。
Verse 16.
所以
Therefore,
我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天信死一天。我们这至淡至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。读这几节经文的时候，
As we read this passage,
我们发现呢有一个很明显的特点。
We find something that's very apparent here.
就是呢有很多的对比。
There are a lot of contrast.
第十六节我们看到呢有外体 和内心的对比。
In verse 16, we talked about see the contrast between outwardly and inward.
有毁坏和一天新似一天，或者毁坏和更新的对比。
And then there's also the contrast between wasting away and also renewed day by day.
什么是外体
？What is the outwardly？
就是我们外面这个人，就是我们的这个躯体，叫做外体。
That is our physical body. That is considered outwardly.
这个外体是我们都很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with this outward physical body.
因为我们就活在这个躯体里面。
For we live in this physical body.
我们离不开这个躯体。
We're unable to escape this form.
我们的啊，我们活在这个世上，我们每天都要活在这个躯体里面。
And whenever we walk upon this earth, we walk in this body.
这个躯体呢有一个特点。
There's a characteristic of this body.
就是它在不断的毁坏。
And is that it is continued to waste away.
在这个躯体呢是在一天一天衰败的过程里面。
And it is depreciated, is wasting away day by day.
所以我们常常会有病痛。
That is why often we have illness.
我们常常会感到力不从心。
And we feel very old.
我们会劳苦。
And we're weak and we're tired.
有一天呢，这个躯体会完全的朽坏。
Until one day that it'll be completely wasted.
这是这个外体。
And this is the outwardly body.
这是能够看得见的。
This is something that we can see.
但是我们这个人除了这个外体之外
，But aside from some our physical form.
还有一个内心。
Yet there is a someone inward.
圣经呢，管这个内心叫做内在的人。
And the Bible refers to this as our inward being.
或者里面的人。
The inner person.
外面的人虽然一天天朽坏。
Although the outerly person is wasting away.
但是呢，我们里面的这个人，因着神的生命，因为神的恩典，因着神的话，却可以经历另外一个完全不同，就是相反的过程。
But our inner person, because through His word, through His blessing and His grace, that it can experience a completely different process.
这个过程呢，是跟毁坏正好相反，是不断的更新。
And this process is completely contrast with the wasting away, which is to be renewed day by day.
越来越新，越来越活。
To be renewed and to become alive day by day.
就是呢，像罗马书第十二章第二节告诉我们说。
Just like Romans chapter 12 verse 2 tells us.
就是说我们的内心呢可以不断的被更新，我们心思意念不断的更新。
That our hearts are renewed day by day.
这是呢一个对比。
So this is one contrast.
那么另外一个对比呢，在第十七节就是讲到呢苦楚和荣耀。
The second contrast is in verse 17. It talks about troubles and glory.
这个苦楚呢，是我们肉身受的苦楚。
This is something that we experience physically.
那个荣耀呢，是我们内心或者里面的人将要得到的荣耀。
And that glory is something that the inner being will receive.
保罗讲到这个苦楚的时候，他说是至淡至轻的。
And for Paul, when he refers to this light affliction, he says that it is achieving for us. It's momentary and it's light.
就说从时间的长度上来讲呢，是很短暂的。
From a time perspective, it is for a very short duration.
这叫做至暂。
And that is why it's momentary.
是暂时的。
It's momentary.
至轻呢是讲到这个苦楚的程度。
And the light refers to the severity of this affliction.
是算不了什么的。
It is inconsequential.
但是如果我们知道保罗他的经历的话。
But if we know Paul's experience.
我们会非常惊讶。
Then we'd be very surprised and shocked.
我们会对保罗说，你受的苦楚难道真的是至淡至轻吗？
But we would probably say to Paul, are the afflictions you have experienced, are they light and momentary?
我们知道保罗所受的苦楚如果临到我们的话，
We know that if his experience fell upon us,
我们可能呢根本都承受不住。
I don't feel that we will be able to bear it.
但是保罗却说那是至淡至轻的。
But yeah, Paul refers to them as light and momentary.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为当我们所受的苦楚跟荣耀相比的时候，
so that as we compare this affliction to the glory that we shall receive,
那个荣耀呢，首先从时间上来讲是永远的，
and for the glory is eternal,
从分量上来讲是极重，
and from severity it far outweighs everything.
所以让我们看到我们的外体虽然有苦楚，虽然会毁坏，
although our physical body will waste away,
但是我们里面的人因着那个盼望的荣耀。 我们就可以呢轻看我们所受的苦楚。
And therefore, because our inner being, because of the glorious hope that we look forward to, that it far outweighs the momentary afflictions that we enjoy.
第十八节呢，就把前面这两节啊总结起来。
And in verse 18, it summarizes these two first, the first two verses.
那里告诉我们说，原来我们不是顾念所见的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen.
乃是顾念所不见的。
But on what is unseen.
因为所见的是暂时。
For what is seen is temporary.
所不见的是永远。
But what is unseen is eternal.
所以今天我分享的题目呢，叫做所见所不见。
So the topic of today's message is what is seen and what is unseen.
从中文上来讲，这个不大通啊。什么叫所见所不见？
In Chinese, it may not seem very fluid. What does it mean to be seen and unseen?
就是，其实就是说，让我们看到圣经神的话告诉我们说，我们生活在一个所见的世界。但同时同样真实的，我们也生活在一个所不见的世界里面。
For the Bible tells us that we are living in a physical world that is visible to us, but yet at the same time, they're in parallel, we are living in something that is unseen.
我们的外体，我们的苦楚是可见的。
Our physical body, our afflictions, is there are things we can see.
但是神要给我们的荣耀，我们里面的人是肉眼看不见。
But the glory that our God desires to give us and our inward being is unseen.
神告诉我们说，我们不要顾念所见。
And for God tells us, do not worry about what is visible.
乃是要顾念呢所不见的。
What we should consider, think about is what is unseen.
到一个地步，神开我们的眼睛，开我们灵里的眼睛，让我们可以看见所不见的。
To such extent that one day He will open our spiritual eyes so that we can see what is unseen.
就是呢，用我们肉眼看不见的，但是用我们心里的眼睛，用我们灵里的眼睛可以看见。
So that what it means is that we will, through our physical eyes, we will not see this, but yet we can see it through our spiritual eye and the eye of our heart.
只有这样，我们才有盼望。
Only then can we have hope.
就像十六节说，所以我们不丧胆。
And just like verse 16 says, therefore we do not lose heart.
如果我们心里的眼睛不被打开的话。
If the eyes of our heart are not opened,
如果我们所看到的都是我们肉眼凭肉眼能看见的话，我们必然会要丧胆，或者说我们必然要晕倒。
If the only thing that's visible to us is the physical world, then we will for surely lose heart.
但是如果我们心里的眼睛被神打开的话，
But if the eyes of our heart are opened by God,
我们能够看见那看不见的。
If we can see that which is unseen,
我们就必不丧胆。
And therefore, we will not lose hope.
今天呢，这三节经文我不准备呢讲很多的道理。
So for these three verses, I don't plan on teach a lot of doctrine.
我想跟大家分享一个人真实的故事。
I want to share with you a person's real story.
因为他的经历很好的诠释了我们今天的这三节经文。
For his life is a perfect summary of these three verses that we just read.
让我们看到，虽然我们的外体会一天天朽坏，
so that we can clearly see, although our physical body will waste away day by day,
但是靠着神加给我们的力量，
but by his strength,
我们的内心可以一天新似一天，
our inner heart will be renewed day by day.
我们可以胜过各样的苦楚。
We will overcome all kinds of afflictions.
我们可以欢欢喜喜盼望等候神的荣耀。
And in joy, we will await His glory.
应该是将近300多年，将近400年之前。
So it's around 300 to 400 years ago.
在英国的伦敦呢，当时啊发生了三次非常大的瘟疫。
So around that time in London, there were three times that there were three major plagues, the bubonic plague.
俗话呢叫做黑死病。
And it was the black plague.
在第一次瘟疫期间呢。
During the first outbreak.
整个伦敦一共有35,000人，据统计一共是35,000人死亡。
At that time, 35,000 people died in London.
在那个时候。
During that time.
很多人为了躲避瘟疫都 跑到乡下去。
A lot of people, for the sake of avoiding this plague, they ran off to the countryside.
当时留在伦敦的很多的都是穷苦的，因为他们啊没有条件到乡下去。
The only people who were left in the city mostly were poor people, for they did not have the means to escape this.
整个城市成为一座充满了死亡的地方。
And the whole city became a place filled with death.
无情的灾难使伦敦人感到非常的惧怕。
And this whole situation caused and still quite a fear in the people.
当然呢，也有极大的恐慌。
Of course, there was this tremendous fear.
他们同时也感到非常的困惑，他们也不理解为什么会发生这样大的灾难。
There was tremendous panic and there was confusion, for they did not understand why such a thing was occurring.
对很多人来讲，
to a lot of people,
他们唯一的盼望是在礼拜天的时候。到当时最大的教堂叫做圣保罗教堂的地方去。
So their only hope was on Sunday that they can go gather in the largest cathedral, the church at that time, which is St. Paul's. St. Paul's Cathedral.
他们盼望呢，在教会的信息里面，他们可以得到一些安慰。
They hope that they can be comforted in the message.
得到一些希望。
That they may receive hope.
让他们忧愁的心也可以得到一些安慰。
So that their saddened heart and the worrying heart may be comforted.
他们也盼望呢，他们能够得到一些答案。
And in likewise, they also hope to receive some answers.
因为当时呢，有很多所谓的先知。
For at the time, there were a lot of prophets.
他们告诉伦敦人，告诉当时的人说，这是神的审判。
For they tell the people that this is God's judgment.
所以他们想要知道这场灾难真的是神愤怒的倾倒。
So they wanted to understand whether this is really God's judgment and His anger and wrath.
末日的审判是否真的近在眼前？
Is it the judgment of the end times? Is it today?
那么当时呢，在圣保罗大教堂里面担任主教牧师的那个人呢，叫做约翰多恩。
So at that time the main priest was the chief priest. He was for the cathedral was John Dong.
在大灾难面前，他没有选择逃避。
Before this occurred, he didn't escape.
他留在伦敦。
He chose to stay in London.
他那个时候每天早上四点钟起来。
Every day in the morning, he will get up at 4 o'clock.
一直呢，灵修，一直读圣经，一直祷告到十点钟。
He would pray and meditate all the way till 10 a.m.
他一方面盼望从神的话语当中能够得到力量。
He was hoping to receive some strength from God's word.
能够得到神的启示。
He was hoping to receive God's revelation.
能够明白当前发生的这场事啊，是这些灾难究竟是为了什么。
And to understand the purpose and the reason for such a plague.
另一方面，因着他对当时伦敦人他心里面的爱，他觉得他不能离开他。
And also at the same time, he had tremendous love for the people of London that he doesn't want to desert them.
所以呢，每个礼拜天啊，他都把神的话带给当时在苦难中的这些人。
So every Sunday he would bring God's word to the people who are suffering in this catastrophe.
然而就在这个时候
，So it was at this time.
他自己的身上呢，也出现了标志疾病的第一批斑点。
At the same time, he also started to show symptoms of the plague on him.
他到了医院，经过医生的诊断。
After he went to the hospital and after the diagnosis by the doctor,
结论呢是他也得了瘟疫。
The conclusion is that he also has the plague.
而且呢，他所剩的时间也不多了。
And he also doesn't have much time left.
然后他就住了院。
So he stayed in the hospital.
在整整六个星期的时间里面。
In the entire 6 weeks he was there.
他天天面对着死亡。
Every single day he was faced with death.
他没有别的事情，他就是被疾病捆绑在病床之上。
There was nothing for him to do, but he was bound to his bed by the illness.
所以呢，他的人虽然不能动了，但是呢，他的脑袋、他的思想一刻也没有停止过。
Although physically he may not be able to move, but his mind was still working.
医生告诉我们说
，And the doctor tells us,
当一个人不久于世的时候
，When a person is nearing death.
他常常会想到自己的过去。
He will often think about his past.
那多恩呢也是这样。
And likewise for Don, for John.
啊，他出生的时候。
When he was born.
正是呢， 天主教在欧洲遭受极大逼迫的时候。
It was at a time when the Catholics were being persecuted in Europe.
他呢，因为他是出生在天主教，所以他从小就受了许多许多的苦难。
And because he was born into Catholicism, he suffered tremendously during that period.
他两岁的时候，他叔叔就被吊死。
And when he was two, his uncle was hung.
原因呢，就是因为他叔叔是一个神父。
Because his uncle was a priest.
他的弟弟也是呢，因为天主教的缘故被抓在监狱里面，后来死在监狱里。
And his brother, younger brother, was also because he was a Catholic and he was brought into a prison and died in prison.
从他个人的家庭来讲，他四岁就失去了父亲。
So when he was four, he lost his father.
但是他本人非常非常的聪明。
But he was extremely, he was very smart.
后来呢，他念了牛津大学。
Later on, he went to Oxford.
他以优异的成绩毕业了。
And he graduated with very good grades.
但是呢，学校不给他学位。
But the school didn't want to give him a degree.
因为他家庭的背景。
Because of his background, his family.
这样不公的啊命运。
So this unfair life.
让年轻的多恩呢，从心里面就有一种悖逆和反抗。
It caused him to have such a rebellion, and he was such against his surroundings.
他就以反叛所有的宗教来回应各样的艰难。
And he used his rebellion against a religion to as a response to all of his circumstances.
他本来是一个非常有才华的诗人。
He was a very eloquent poet.
他以自己独特的风格，当时呢，在英格兰成为最最有名的诗人。
So he became an extremely famous poet when he was in.England.
但同时呢，他的生活也非常的淫乱。
But at the same time, his life was also very, very, I would say, very wrong.
他的诗歌里面，他的诗里面是赤裸裸啊，宣扬的赤裸裸的淫秽。
And his poems also describe all of these things.
他就是呢，年轻的时候就是这样一个人。
And so that was his life when he was younger.
过了不久之后呢，这种啊荒淫的生活让他感到厌倦。
So after living such a vain life for such a long period of time,
他希望能够找到内心的平安，能够找到生活的幸福。
He wanted to find peace and find joy in his life.
所以呢，他就求诉于婚姻。
So he sought after marriage.
他希望能够有一个美满的家庭。
He was hoping to have a complete family.
他果然遇上并且爱上了一个啊。非常这个出身名门的一个女孩。
So he met and fell in love with this girl.
可是女孩的家庭非常反对他们的婚姻。
Her family was well off, so, but her family was against their marriage.
所以呢，他就跟这个女孩秘密的结婚。
So they married in secret.
但是呢，他没有想到哈，正当他准备居家乐业的时候。
Unknown to him, just as he was starting out to a family.
出乎意料的苦难再一次临到他。
Afflictions fell upon him again.
就是他的岳父。
And that is his father-in-law.
他的岳父非常非常的痛恨这个女婿。
His father-in-law extremely has such hatred for his son-in-law.
所以呢，决定要狠狠地惩罚一下这小子。
I wanted to punish him.
他解除了多恩的工作。
So he removed him from his work.
把多恩还有给他证婚的神父呢，都投入到监狱里。
And threw the John as well as the priest who oversaw his wedding into prison.
等他从监狱里出来的时候，
when he came out of prison,
他再也找不到一份像样的工作。
He could never find a similar job again.
接下来十多年这么长的时间里面，
so for the 10 years, the decade afterwards,
他跟他的妻子还有他们众多的孩子呢，都生活在。极为贫穷的生活之中。
And his wife and his children live in exceedingly poor poverty.
他们的生活非常非常的艰难。
And their life was extremely hard.
他的太太呢，因为这种恶劣的生活情况，患有呢间接性的忧郁症。
And because of the circumstances, his wife became extremely depressed.
生产的时候有好几次差一点惨难。
And many times often die during childbirth.
他们本来一共有十二个孩子。
They originally had 12 children.
但是有五个夭折。
But five died.
朱恩自己呢，因为长期的营养不良，所以呢也一身的病。
Because he himself was also extremely malnourished, he was had a lot of illnesses.
这些病呢，啊，折磨了他一生。
And these illnesses afflicted him for his entire life.
他会常常会头痛，常常会胃痛，常常还有痛风。
He often had had gout. He often had headache and stomach ache and everything else.
然而就是在这段艰苦的日子里面。
And it was during this period of hardship.
神的恩典临到他。
That God's grace fell upon him.
神光照了他，让他看到他自己的罪恶。
God showed him the light and showed him his own sin.
后来呢，神更带领他离开了天主教。
Later on, God led him away from the Catholic Church.
让他呢，啊，来到了当时的英国的圣公会，就是 Church of England.
So at that time, he led him into the Anglican Church.
而且呢，神呼召他。让他成为一个牧师。
And God also called him to be a preacher, a pastor.
他心里面非常的清楚，知道这是神对他的呼召。
He was extremely clear in his heart that he understood that this was the calling of God.
所以呢，尽管当时很多人根本不相信。
Even at the time when no one really believed.
嘲笑他，讥讽他。
And when people mocked and laughed at him.
但是呢，他一点他的信心一点都没有动摇。
But his faith never wavered.
他在剑桥完成了博士学位。
And at Cambridge, he finishes a PhD.
而且呢，为了服侍教会的缘故，他放下了自己最心爱的诗歌的创作。
And because he wanted to serve the church, he laid down his love for poem.
全身心的投入到教会里面来服侍教会里的弟兄和姐妹。
And he threw himself into the service of brothers and sisters.
就在这个时候。
And it was at this time.
伦敦发生了大瘟疫。
That the bubonic plague befell London.
杜恩自己呢也被瘟疫击打。
And John was also afflicted with the plague.
把他捆绑在医院的病床上。
And he was bounded to the hospital bed.
在圣殿住院的期间。
And while he was in the hospital,
他用了好多好多时间来思索人生的苦难和死亡。
He spent a lot of time meditating and thinking about life and the suffering and death.
结果呢，就是他写了一本书。
Eventually, he wrote a book.
是非常有名的一首书。
It's a very famous book.
叫做呢，Devotions upon Emergent Occasions. 啊，就是呢，啊，在紧急情形之下的。思索哈，那中文呢叫做《沉思录》。那么这本书呢，在这本书里面，他用诗的语言描写呢死亡的威胁所带给他的痛苦，带给他的惧怕和绝望。
So he in a poetic format, he described the suffering and the pain that death brought him. And
他当时呢，因为生病，他不能讲话，但是他可以写。
Because at the time he could not speak, so he was still able to write.
在这本书里面，他记载着哈，他如何天天面对死亡，最终呢，靠着神的恩典，胜过死亡的心路历程。
And he recorded the state of mind at the time when he was faced with death every single day, but yet through the word of God that he was brought forth.
他刚生病的时候。
When he started off in the beginning of his illness.
几乎天天都失眠。
Almost every day he was insomnia.
死亡的忧虑。
And the burden of death and the worrying of death.
让他不能得到休息，他本来生这个病是需要好好休息才能恢复的。
It did not give him any rest because he needed to rest to overcome this illness.
但是呢，忧虑使得他没有办法休息。
But all the worriness did not give him any peace.
他在病床上思绪万千。
And he suffered on his bed.
他也努力祷告。
He tried to pray very hard.
他试图呢来提升自己的灵性。
And he tried to be more spiritual.
他要振作起来赞美神。
And he wanted to be strengthened so that he can praise God.
但是呢，却常常以失败而告终。
But he often failed.
他全身的每一个细胞好像都在疼痛。
Every single cell in his body were in pain.
他拼命的向神呼喊。
And he cried out to God.
但是神好像听不见。
But it seems as if God did not hear him.
神一直对他保持沉默。
But God was silent to him. So he had an analogy, a parable in this book.
他把自己比喻成在大海里面, 在惊涛骇浪中的一个水手。
He considered him as a sailor in this storm.
一个浪头上来把他带到浪尖的时候, 他可以偶尔地看见远方的陆地。
And when a wave brought him to the peak of the wave, he can briefly for a moment see the far off land.
好像带给他一线希望。
As if it's brought him a sliver of hope.
但是很快的另一个更大的浪头来把他又打入低谷。
But yet the next wave brought him to the valley.
这是起初的情形。
And this was his situation.
经过最初的挣扎之后, 他的心呢, 慢慢平稳下来。
After the initial struggle, his heart found peace.
他开始仔细地思想圣经里面每一个关于苦难的记载。
And he started to seriously consider every single record of suffering in the Bible.
他把圣经里面关于苦难的记载一个一个地在头脑里面思想。
And he meditated upon every single occurrence of suffering from the Bible.
慢慢他明白一件事。
And over a period of time, he began to understand this.
刚刚生病的时候，他像很多人一样，他有一个问题。
In the beginning of his illness, just like everyone else, he had a question.
就是为什么是我？
And the question is, why is it me?
但是呢。 圣经里面这些关于苦难的记载，让他明白到，他说，其实苦难对我们来讲，是一个我们没有办法明白的奥秘。And
through this, he began to understand that through every occurrence of affliction in the Bible, it is something that we will not understand.
约伯记，在约伯记里面，约伯也曾经有同样的问题。In
the book of Job, Job also had the same question.
但是到最后，神也没有直接回答他。But
in the very end, God did not answer him directly.
然而呢，苦难确实让我们知道一件事。
But affliction will cause us to understand one thing.
就是在人的生命里面，在我们里面，永远会包含着一些使我们惧怕的情形。
That in our life, that forever, there will be things that we're fearful of.
可能是我们生活里面的困苦和艰难。
Perhaps it is the hardship in our life.
可能是我们肉体一天天在毁坏。
Perhaps it is our body wasting away day by day.
可能是我们对未来的不确定感。
Perhaps we're fearful of the uncertainty in the future.
可能是我们的孤独。
Perhaps we're fearful of loneliness.
疾病、死亡、忧虑等等等等。
Or illness, or death, or worrying.
是我们每一个人都会面临的。
But these are all things that every single one of us will face.
都是我们会感到惧怕、感到恐慌的。
And these are all things that bring fear and panic into our lives.
而使我们胜过这一切的。
But for us to overcome all these things,
却是另外一种惧怕。
But that there is one more fear for that's a different kind of fear.
那种惧怕就是对神的敬畏。
And that fear is a fear to God, fear of God.
当我们真正敬畏神的时候,
when we're truly fearful of God,
其他的就不再使我们惧怕。
Everything else no longer is fearful to us.
所以我们每个人都有一个选择。
So every one of us has a choice.
在惧怕面前，我们都有一个选择。
When we're faced with fear, we have a choice.
或者我们选择来敬畏惧怕神。
Do we choose to fear the fear of God?
或者呢，我们害怕在我们生命经历中各样的艰难。
Or do we choose to fear all the trials and afflictions in our life?
就这样的看见呢，就让多恩。 在把他心里面各样的惧怕一笔勾销，因为神能够胜过一切。This
type of revelation caused him to take to overcome all the fear in his heart, for God overcomes all fear.
他在病床上的时候，So
while he was on his sick bed,
常常想到罗马书第八章。He
often thought about Romans chapter 8.
第八章32节开始，他说：“神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。” 岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Verses 32, he says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
在后面又说, 谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And then it says, who will bring, later on it says, who will be able to separate us from his love?
难道是患难吗？
Shall trouble?
是困苦吗？
Or hardship?
是逼迫吗？
Or persecution?
是饥饿吗？
Or famine?
是赤身肉体吗？
Or nakedness?
是危险吗？
Or danger?
是刀剑吗？
Or sword?
所有这些,
All these things,
是我们所惧怕,
These are things we're fearful of,
但是,
But yet,
因着神, 因着我们对神的敬畏, 因着神的爱, 这些不再成为我们的惧怕。
through our fear of God and through our love of God.
所以保罗接着说, 然而, 靠着爱我们的主, 在这一切事上已经得胜,
and so that for he has already through him for we have already overcome.
因为我深信无论是死是生, 是天使是掌权的, 是有能的, 是现在的, 是将来的, 是。
So for I am convinced that neither death or life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation.
是高处的, 是低处的, 是别的受造之物, 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以在陈思录里面, 他写过这样一句话,
so in his book, he wrote this.
他说, 你使我悔过, 我就不再懊悔。
So for you have... for I have repented, for you have caused me to repent, so I am no longer ashamed.
你使我悔过，我就不再懊悔。 Oh, 主啊, 赐给我一颗敬畏的心, 使我不再惧怕。
Oh Lord, give me a fearful heart so that I am not fearful.
多恩接下来呢, 啊, 他胜过了, 他过了这个阶段之后, 他在不再惧怕。 他所遭遇的艰难的时候, 他接下来他就开始思想,
afterwards, he is no longer fearful of his affliction.
他就思想另外一个问题, 他的问题呢, 就从为什么是我, 而转到呢, 啊, 为什么会有苦难? 又或者说, 不是为什么有苦难, 苦难有什么意义?
So he changed from and into a consider a different perspective, from change from why is it me to what is the purpose of affliction.
他的第一个呢, 啊, 线索, 来自呢, 窗外的钟声。
The first hint came from the bell.
当时他躺在病床上。
So when he was lying in bed.
那个医院呢, 离圣保罗大教堂很近。
So the hospital is very close to St. Paul Cathedral.
有一天他醒来的时候, 听到教堂里面的钟声。
So one day when he woke up, he heard the bell ringing in the church.
他以为呢, 是弟兄姐妹, 在教会里面的弟兄姐妹, 不知道他在医院的情况, 以为他已经死了, 所以呢, 被他鸣钟。
So he thought that is because the brothers and sisters at church thought he was dead, and therefore it was for his remembrance.
后来他才明白,
and later on he understood.
那个钟不是为他敲响,
the bell did not ring for him.
当时呢, 在教会里面是, 每当灾难夺去一个人的生命, 他们在教堂里面来纪念这个人的时候,
it was at the time whenever this plague took one life, and they're remembering that individual.
弟兄姐妹聚在一起的时候, 首先呢, 是鸣钟。
And when they gathered together, they were ringing the bell.
之后呢, 多恩就听到从窗外传来弟兄姐妹一同朗读诗篇的声音。
And afterwards, he heard the brothers and sisters reading the hymns.
他们用弟兄姐妹用这种方式纪念呢，在灾难中一个一个死去的人。
And they read psalms, and this is how they remember every single one who passed away in the plague.
多恩听到弟兄姐妹朗读诗篇的时候, 他就在病床上用他微弱的声音一同跟弟兄姐妹朗读诗篇。
So when he heard the brothers and sisters reading psalms, he also read with him as he was laying in bed.
当时每天都有大批的人死去。
At that time, many people perished.
当时呢, 就用活着的人就用马车, 早上, 清晨起来, 在别的人起床之前, 这些人呢, 赶着马车, 把街道上的尸体, 一批一批的运到城外。
So at the time in the morning before everyone woke, people would take carriage carts and horse carriages and put the bodies on them and collect them and take them out of the city.
每一个人的失去,
every person was lost.
都让多恩觉得自己也在减少。
Caused him to feel that he is also a losing part of himself.
所以在陈思录里面最有名的一首诗,
so one of his most famous song,
就是呢, No man is island, 就是人不是孤岛。 他在那个诗篇里面, 在那首诗里面, 他说, 无论是谁的死去, 都是我的减少。
For here it says, any man's death diminishes me.
因为呢, 我也包含在整个人的之中。
Because I am involved in mankind.
不要派人打听, 丧钟为谁敲响, 他响, 也是为着你。
And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
死亡的钟声是为每一个人敲响。
For the bell of death is tolled for everyone.
他提醒我们每一个人,
He reminds every single one of us that we're faced with death daily.
We
may
be
saddened for another person's death.
因为呢, 我们自己也在不断地朽坏和失去。
For we too are wasting away.
对于多恩来讲, 那为别人敲响的钟声成为对他的一个尖锐的问号。
And to John, this question, the bell became a question for him.
神在问他, 你预备好迎接神了吗?
The question God poses to him is, are you prepared to see God?
对于我们今天的人来说,
to us today,
我们还面临另外一个问题。
We're faced with yet another question.
我们知道, 我们都会面临死亡, 我们也知道神不会明天把我们都一下子接去。
For we know we're all faced with death, but God will not take us suddenly tomorrow.
所以神也问我们, 我们如何度过余下的光阴。
But God asks us, how will we live our time that is left?
这是呢,多恩在思想死亡的意义的时候,
this is the first point when he was meditating upon the meaning of death.
苦难对我们来讲是一个提醒。
The affliction is a reminder to us.
另外一个意义呢,
another meaning,
就是苦难带给我们功课。
Affliction brings us lessons.
苦难可以带给我们好多好多的功课。
It can bring us a lot of many different lessons.
对于多恩来讲,
to John,
首先呢, 苦难教导他说, 我们都需要谦卑, 我们不可以自高自大。
That we need to humble ourselves, we cannot be boastful.
我们的生命不过就像天上的云彩。
Our life is but just like the rainbow.
我们不可以夸口。
Just like the clouds, we should not boast.
我们的肉体是何等的软弱。
And our physical body, how weak it is.
他还教导我们, 还教给我们功课, 我们今天能够活在世上, 我们要有感恩的心。
And another lesson is that today we live on this earth, we need to have a thankful heart.
我们能够有健康的身体, 那是神的恩典。
It is a blessing for us to have a healthy physical body.
他还教导我们说, 当我们看到有苦难人的时候, 我们要像主耶稣一样, 我们要有怜悯, 我们要同情, 我们要与哀哭的人同哭。
So just like Jesus, when we see someone who is afflicted, we should be gracious to them, we should show mercy, we should care for them.
当主看到那些遭难人的时候, 那些人遭难的时候,
when Jesus saw others suffering,
他的心里面也跟他们一同哀哭。
And his heart was also weeping with them.
苦难还教导我们说,
and the affliction also tells us,
在苦难面前我们都要悔改。
In tribulation, we all need to repent.
在路加福音第15章, 当有一些人告诉主耶稣, 当时的一场灾难的时候, 主耶稣对他们说, 你们以为那些人比其他的人更有罪吗?
So when in Luke chapter 15, when these people saw people who were afflicted, he said, do you feel that these people are more sinful than others?
主说, 我告诉你们不是的。
For Jesus said, I tell you, that is not so.
你们若不悔改, 都要如此灭亡。
If you don't repent, all of you shall perish.
从苦难之中, 我们可以学到许多的功课。
From tribulations, we can learn these lessons.
不单在苦难中的人能够学到功课,
not only the people who are suffering these trials will learn these lessons.
在周围的人同样, 可以从别人的苦难里面学到宝贵的功课。
But even those people who are around may learn from the person who is afflicted.
因为对我们来讲, 我们要遭受苦难是迟早的事情。
For to us, sooner or later, we shall suffer, we shall withstand trial.
我们今天学的功课可以成为我们明天的帮助。
And the lesson that we learn today will become our help tomorrow.
最后呢, 苦难不仅仅要提醒我们, 能够教给我们功课, 苦难甚至可以带给我们祝福。
Affliction will not only teach us lessons, but it also brings forth blessings.
当多恩他回顾过去的时候,
when John Donne was reflecting upon his past,
他重新审视自己一生的时候,
when he thought about his entire life,
他诧异地发现,
he surprisingly found,
过去他那些遭受击打, 饱受忧伤的时刻, 正是他自己灵命成长的时刻。
And though the times that he were in hardship, the times that he was suffering, those were the times that his spiritual life grew.
失恋呢, 使他远离了罪恶, 造就了他的品格。
And the trial caused him to caused him to lose his sin, and also to edify his character.
贫困呢, 使他除去贪心, 使他可以学习专心,
and poverty caused him to have patience and to learn to depend upon God.
而失败呢,
and failure removed that pride in his heart. And caused him to lose his all kinds of ambition. He recognizes that affliction can turn.
一个苦难,
an affliction can cast someone down.
但是呢,
but can bring a realistic benefit to someone else.
没有除去的苦难, 可能呢,
continual affliction is something is a tool that God uses to edify us.
而窗外的钟声呢, 则使他更多地关注那些比他更为不幸的在灾难劳苦之中的伦敦人。
And the bell outside of the window causes to remember those who are less fortunate than him, and to yeah.
他学习呢更加的谦卑信靠，更加的有一个感恩的心，有更坚强的信心。
And he learned to be more humble and to be more faithful and to be more thanksgiving.
他更加的勤奋的祷告。 在神的面前不断地认罪来依靠神。
He prayed more firmly and he repented before God and repented and prayed.
他使自己的心思呢渐渐地转离自己而转向他人。
And he turned his heart away from his focus away from himself but towards others.
陈思路呢记录多恩对于苦难心态的决定性的改变。
And it recorded the definitive turning point in his heart. Yeah.
他本来呢是以 解除祷告，解除痛苦的祷告来开始的。
In the beginning, he prayed for the sake of removing this affliction.
他盼望呢能够从痛苦之中得到解除。
And he hoped that through suffering, he may be free from the suffering.
但是最后，神的恩典却带他呢，越过了这一切难处。
But in the end, God's grace helped him to overcome all of these things.
使他能够平静的与苦难进行对话。
So that he can have he can converse with affliction.
下一页。而多恩使多恩得到最大安慰的。
The greatest comfort that he received.
那是主耶稣自己的死。
Was the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着我们的主耶稣因着他的死而胜过了死亡。
Because of his death, that he is able, we are able to overcome death.
圣经告诉我们说他要因着死呢释放一生。
The Bible says his death will free all those who are bond servants of sin.
基督以他的死给我们带来了医治。
We are healed through his death.
把我们从死亡之中释放出来。
It freed us also from death.
他知道自己过去虽然罪孽深重。
Although he realized that he was extremely sinful in the past.
他在病床上的时候常常会想过去的那一段罪恶的生活。
And while in bed, he often recollected his sinful life.
但是他也知道如今神的儿子耶稣基督的血已经洁净了他一切的罪。
But that moment, he also recognizes that the blood of Christ has cleansed him from all sin.
他心里面没有任何的不需要再有任何的罪恶感。
And his heart is no longer bounded by sin.
所以呢，他写了他在陈思路里面，他写到说，当我气若游丝奄奄一息在岸边倒闭的时候，我曾有过一种惧怕。So
when I was when I have a breath and when I was at the shore, there was a fear.
I have a sin of fear. 他说，但是他虽然惧怕。 他自己的罪带给他的死亡，但是他说：“但是主，你自己向我保证。”
Although he was fearful of the death that his sin brings, but he is looking forward.
我此时，你儿子阳光照耀，正像今日，直到今日。
And when I die, your son is like the morning sunlight, just like today, all the way till today.
你已经如此，你始终如此，我不再惧怕。
For you are today, and for you will also be this tomorrow, for I am no longer fearful.
他继续写到说，那个声音, 我现在必死，不是以定罪的方式发出的审判之声，乃是医生向我展开的健康祝词。
Okay, for the sound is that I shall die, but it is not because it is not the sound of judgment, but it is the sound of the doctor saying that I'm recovered.
所以死对他来讲，他的意义对他的影响已经完全改变。
So the meaning of death to him also changed.
过去死亡对他来讲是一种审判。
In the past, death meant to him a judgment.
但是如今呢，死亡对他来讲。成为医生向他展开的一个健康的祝词。
But death now becomes something that the doctor says to him.
他不再将死亡视作人类败坏生命的仇敌。
He is no longer considered death the enemy of mankind.
死亡成为他通向神和永生的最后一段旅程。
But death is the last travel between us and God.
我们主耶稣基督就是慈爱的牧人。
For our Lord Jesus is the gracious, the loving shepherd.
他的杖，他的竿都安慰我。
His rod and his staff comforts us.
他用一双看不见的手。
He uses unseen, invisible hands.
温柔地引导他行过死荫的幽谷。
And to guide him through the valley of death.
使他可以躺卧在青草地
，so that he may rest on the pasture，
可以来到可安息的水边
，and could come to the water。
他本来是拼命的跟神摔跤
，he was wrestling with God。
到最后，他却发现他是躺在怜悯的医生的怀抱里。
But in the end, he finds that he is in the bosom of the comforting doctor。
我想起一首诗歌。
I remind you of a hymn.
这首诗歌是最近我们唱到的。
This is something we sang recently.
这首诗的副歌是说，每当想起你。
Whenever I think of you.
想起你会帮助我。
Think that you will help me.
还有什么困难不能度过？
Is there any other hardship that I cannot overcome?
想起你，我的心不再忧愁，生命窄路有你陪我。
When I think of you, I'm no longer worried, and for the life for you brought me on, you guide me on the way of life.
小兰，你可不可以先把副歌弹？我们从副歌开始唱。
Can we sing a chorus?
请你此生对我说一声不离开我，给我恩典的承诺。当我想起你，想起你会帮助我，还有什么困难不能度过？想起你，我的心不再忧愁，生命再度有你爱我。多恩确实相信了自己会死于这场瘟疫。
John truly believed that he was going to die because of this plague.
死亡这片乌云始终笼罩着他的诗歌的每一页。
The shadow of death continued to cast upon pages, all the pages of his song.
他写着说：“我在门口挑拨音弦。”
And he says, "I'm at the doorway."
那个门呢，就是死亡的门。
And the doorway is the door of death.
他在祷告中仍然希望能够出现神迹，神能够医治他。
In his prayer, he continued to hope that God will heal him.
然而，几乎不然。
And
even though, 他也相信呢，神可以拿起一块他身上疾病的肿块。
He hoped that God can take away the seed of illness.
借着炼金者的磨炼之火，把它炼成一块纯金。
And to put him through the refining fire so that he may become a pure.
他确实以为他会死。
He truly believed he was going to die.
但是谁也没有想到。
But no one expected.
多恩的那次疾病呢，最后发现不是瘟疫。
Eventually, it was found that it was not the plague that he was suffering.
不是致命的黑死病，在其实呢是一种类似斑疹伤寒的高烧。
It wasn't the bubonic plague, but some kind of but another type of fever.
在医生的治疗下，他竟然奇迹般的。
Under the treatment of the doctor, he recovered.
之后呢，他身体一直呢很软弱。他后来呢又在圣保罗大教堂服侍了八年。
His physically he continued to be of ill health, but eventually he did serve for 8 more years in the cathedral.
在他后来的写作和信息里面，他常常会涉及到在《沉思录》里面他所涉及到的那些主题，特别是死亡。
In his writing and sharing later on, he did.Continue to mention about all the things he learned.
经历过那场疾病，如今他靠着得胜的主，可以向死亡夸胜。
And through that sickness, and he by God's grace, he was able to overcome.
所以他后来写到说，小睡之后，我们将永远醒来，再没有死，连你也要死去。
After a moment of sleep, we shall awake, and there shall no longer be death.
他平生呢有一个愿望。
He had a hope in his life.
就是呢，主来接他的时候，是他正在讲台上。
And that when God will take him as when he was standing on the podium giving a message.
这个愿望差一点实现。
This almost became true.
当他拖着软弱的身体讲完最后一篇道的时候。
When he took his weak body as he gave his last message.
不然不久之后呢，主真的就把他接走了。
And not long after God took him.
他在最后那篇道里面说。
And that day, he said.
他说我们的最后一天成了我们的第一天。
Our last day became our first day.
这是讲到死亡。
And this is speaking of
我们的最后一天成为我们的第一天。
And this is speaking of death, our last day became our first day.
我们的礼拜六成为我们的礼拜天。
Our Saturday became our Sunday.
我们的前夜变为我们的圣日。
Alright, the night before became our holy day.
我们的黄昏成为我们的清晨。
And the sunset became our dawn.
我们死亡之日成为我们复活的第一天。
The day of our death became the day of our resurrection.
他后来讲到在永远里面，他说在那里我全人浸在光中。
And speaking of eternity, he says there.My entire person is in the light.
周围再没有黑暗。
For there is no darkness around me.
我的灵魂覆盖在喜乐的光中。
For my spirit is hovering in the light of joy.
我的身体覆盖在 神的荣耀之中。
And for my body is hovering in His glory.
正如保罗也同样在死亡面前所发出的胜利的宣告。
Just like Paul so proclaimed before death.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
Where is your sting, death, O death?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Where is your sting?
感谢神，我们借我们的主耶稣基督，我们得胜。
Thank the Lord that through our Lord Jesus Christ we are able to overcome.
那我们再想到今天我们读的这三节经文，我们所以我们不上当，外体虽然朽毁坏一天，内心却一天心思一天。
As we're reminded of today's verse, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that is far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen,
乃是顾念所不见的。
But on what is unseen.
所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
愿神的话帮助我们。
May His word help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you your grace.
因为耶稣基督成为宝贝放在我们这瓦器里面。
For you are so the precious the treasure that is placed into this vessel.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们自己。
It's to show that the power is not from us but from God.
主啊，因着有着你的宝贝在我们里面。
Because we have your treasure in us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
For we are surrounded by our enemies, but yet we're not cast down.
心里作难却不致失望。
Our heart is not cast down.
受逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
And we are persecuted, but we're still able to overcome, but yet we're cast down, but we're not lost.
就谢谢你再次用你的话提醒我们。
Well, thank you again for using your word to remind us.
我们所见的是暂时的。
For what we see is temporary.
所不见的是永远的。
What is unseen is eternal.
帮助我们思念那所不见的。
May you help us to meditate on what is unseen.
让我们心里的眼睛打开，可以看见那所不见的。
May the eyes of our heart be open so that we can see that which is unseen.
就是你为我们所预备的永远的极重无比的荣耀。
And that is what you have prepared for us. That is the eternal glory.
就让我们知道我们所经历的一切苦楚。
May we know that all the afflictions we suffer.
都是要预备我们得着这个看不见的荣耀。
It is to prepare us so that we can receive the unseen glory.
愿你的话在我们心里面成为我们的帮助，成为我们的力量。
May your word become our help. And our strength.
我们把一切的感谢颂赞都归给你。
We give all the praise and thanks to you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.